I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 8:31.
It is 53 degrees.
And our crashes have cleared out on the city streets. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the nation pauses amid pandemic and social unrest to remember. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Jim, as we've been hearing, ceremonies marking the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks have been going on across the nation. Defense Secretary Mark Esper saluted the firefighters who helped keep the Pentagon working even as it burned from a plane strike 19 years ago today.
These heroes demonstrated to the world, especially our enemies, the resilience of America's armed forces and of our people.
You've been hearing also earlier the president at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania Flight 93 Memorial. Vice President Pence was at the Ground Zero Memorial in New York. Seven bodies have been found in wildfire rubble in Butte County, California yesterday, bringing the death toll there to 10. 16 others are missing, including this woman's aunt.
We're really worried. She's kind of lives on her own. We just haven't heard from her.
We're now hearing the death toll is 23 people confirmed killed from raging wildfires in California, Oregon, and Washington. And a federal appeals court in New York striking down the president's order not to count illegal immigrants in the ongoing census. The three-judge panel determined the Constitution says everyone must be counted as a person within the state. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City School District will try again to get classes started next Monday. Several other school districts will have to keep a few schools closed again today. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the list.
Granite School District still has six schools without power, but Friday's a distance learning day, so those buildings will not be in use. In the Davis District, Centerville Elementary and Centerville Junior High School do have electricity again. They'll be open today. Roosevelt and H. Guy Child Elementary Schools in the Weber District will be operating today, but the power's still off this morning at Birch Creek Elementary and Washington Terrace Elementary. The Ogden School District says Highland and Mount Ogden Junior High Schools will be closed again today because the lights are still off there. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Weber State University is reportedly looking to slash millions from its budget next year due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
University leaders are preparing for a variety of job cuts, buyouts, and program impacts. The exact figure could go up or down if conditions start to change, but for now the Standard Examiner is reporting that the cuts could tally as much as $3 to $4 million. They say the cuts will come out of the school's operating budget, which is primarily funded by tuition money and tax funds. There's also concern about athletics, since WSU is part of the Big Sky Conference, which postponed fall sports, putting a large chunk of football and basketball-driven revenue into question. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Heads up, tracks passengers who take the train to the airport. Beginning today, a shuttle service takes over.
Folks headed to the airport via Green Line Tracks are used to being dropped off right at the airport, but starting today, they will get off the train at the 1940 West Station instead. Utah Transit Authority says that's because starting today, the current airport transit station will close. Crews will start on a new station adjacent to the new airport. Until then, airport shuttles will take passengers from the 1940 West Transit Station to the airport via shuttle. Returning patrons will board the airport shuttle from the airport's ground level and then be shuttled to the 1940 West Station, where they will board the train. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.